play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Right to the scoring table for tonight's starting lineup.
Number five, Brent Renner. Number 12, Alex Sonnenson. And number 21, Evan Webb. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'10" senior guard, number one, Diggins. Trevon Diggins. 6 foot freshman guard, number four, Ethan Meeker. 6'1" senior guard, number 11, Carson Cheeseman. 6'2" sophomore forward, number 32, Grant Gibson. And a 6'5" senior forward, number 40, Ryan Carl. Assistant coaches are Mr. Steve Cheeseman, Mr. Rob Williams, Mr. Ryan Hart, Mr. Matt Pogue, and the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. The referees for this contest, Mr. Aaron Farrell, Mr. Joe Thompson, and Mr. Cody Crum. Now let's play basketball.
Thank you, Gary Mitchell, for tonight's starting lineups. And again, for the Dunlap Golden Eagles, they start four juniors and a sophomore. So we talk about the Silver Streaks being young and inexperienced at times. Galesburg does, to their credit, have three seniors in the starting lineup, along with a freshman, Ethan Meeker, and the sophomore, Grant Gibson. Dunlap starts four juniors, but one of them is 6'7", and that's Alex Sorensen. Watch out for him. They're also starting kind of a surprise with the sophomore, Evan Webb, at 6'3". So they are going with a little more size in this game. In fact, Webb wasn't even listed on the varsity roster tonight. So an unexpected development there as Silver Streaks start off in tight man-to-man defense, nearly creating a turnover as Toriano Holly, a 5'7 junior on the dribble, pull-up jumper left side by Brent Renner, and the junior hits it over the back of the rim, but it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg. Dunlap hangs on to it.
Ryan Carl, he was on the weak side in position, but the thing just barely skiffed the rim. It didn't get the bounce he was looking for, and he couldn't get the handle on it, lost it out of bounds.
On the inbound, Renner with it, looking on the inside, lofts it out high to let Sorensen chase it down. Has the ball knocked out of his hands, nearly stolen away by Meeker, but saved by Sorensen from the sideline on in. Now gets it back quickly on the low blocks. Turnaround jumper from the left side won't go. Rebound tipped back out to him, trying to step underneath and up and over Ryan Carl, gets it in.
Well, Sorensen, a heck of a job finally getting position. I didn't think he'd be able to get that jump hook over Ryan Carl, who was stretched out tall, but pretty shot.
Galesburg's first offensive possession here. Carson Cheeseman on the dribble out high, working against Andrew McMillan. Nearly stolen away. It's batted into the backcourt. Gibson chases it down. Now the Streaks have numbers. Penetrating, pushing. Ethan Meeker from the corner rolls through.
There's a home roll. Ethan, who had back-to-back career highs to finish off the Taylorville tournament, struggled certainly in the game. Didn't give any shots off up in Effingham.
And they actually only had two in the Taylorville title games.
Right, the two games prior to that, right.
So, yeah. So he's coming off after two of his biggest offensive games, two of his worst offensive games as a starter. But he hits a jumper here, puts the Streaks up three, penetration in the lane, and the ball circles through for Renner, who gets it up and in with the right hand. 4-3 Dunlap just underway here in the first quarter, first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament hosted by Galesburg High School. The Silver Streaks girls have their own edition as well. So lots and lots of basketball in the next 2 weeks, especially this week. Now basketball every night with the Illini coming up tomorrow. On the outside, Gibson hands off to Meeker, dribbling out high, reverses right back to Gibson on the baseline, draws a double team, forces it up, and draws a foul. First foul of the game on Evan Webb, the sophomore, and Gibson will go to the free throw line.
Nice recognition by Meeker to see that Gibson, with them playing the tight defense, went ahead and wasn't really a pick and roll, but went on cut toward the basket after he dropped it off. Only problem was he ran into the 6'7", or 6'8", whatever you want to think, Sorensen when he got there.
Gibson, who's gotten his free throw percentage up to just under 77%, misses the first one. Dunlap still leads 4-3. 5:55 to go first quarter. Gibson makes the second. We're tied again at four here in the early going. A little token pressure by Carson Cheeseman in the backcourt, but Dunlap brings it across easily with Holly on the dribble up the left side right in front of Coach Mike Reynolds of Galesburg. At the free throw line, Renner looking to dump it inside, gets it on the outside to Andrew McMillan. Two of the shortest guards we've seen in a starting lineup that Galesburg has played this year, with two guards at 5'7 for Dunlap. Bounce pass down low, but they go to the biggest player on the floor, Alex Sorensen. Again, trying to post up over Gibson, and he gets it up, and the shot rolls through. And a late foul called on Ryan Carl as Evan Webb hits the deck. And Carl looks befuddled underneath the basket, trying to figure out where that call came from. So Dunlap leads 6-4, and they're going to get the ball back.
Sorensen puts the ball on the rim, very soft for a big man. You can tell he's very confident in the post. He doesn't seem to mind carrying the load on his shoulders. He wants the ball, and he's patient to get his shot.
On the inbound, Renner struggling to find somebody on the baseline. Gets it to Holly, cut off on the left side. Brings it back to Renner at the free throw line. The left-handed shot rolls off. Gibson with a rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks. Trying to tie it up. Down 6-4. Just underway in the first quarter. We still have over 5 minutes to play. Galesburg trying to snap a three-game losing streak. On the left side, pass right through the hands of Ethan Meeker. Galesburg turns it over.
First turnover of the game either side. I was going to say neither team applying much pressure, but after that out of bounds, the Streaks will drop the full court press, full court man.
And Diggins will guard the inbound with Holly pulling the trigger. Gets it into Renner on the left side. He's trying to dribble away from a Diggins and Cheeseman trap. Does so. Gets it over to Holly, who brings it across the middle. To the free throw line. Spin move. Losing Carson Cheeseman all the way up and in.
Well, he did. Just too quick for Carson on the spin move that time.
Toriano Holly's first basket. It's 8-4. Eagles under five minutes to go in the first half. And a little hand check foul called on Andrew McMillan guarding Carson Cheeseman in the backcourt. And the hand checks were pretty equal there in the backcourt as they were exchanging them back and forth. But McMillan got whistled for it. His first foul, second team foul on Dunlap.
Yeah, McMillan, tiny. 5'7", and I'll bet he's not much over 100 pounds. He's very thin, but he's scrappy as he has to be playing varsity basketball with that size.
Cheeseman with it on the outside. McMillan trying to get all over him. To the outside, Gibson for three. Got it.
Sweet touch. Pair of threes, one by Meeker, one by Gibson. Got the Streaks close.
Down 8-7, 4 points for Gibson, under 4.5 minutes to go. On the outside, Renner with it. Top of the circle, it goes to Webb. Looking on the inside to Sorensen. Webb dribbles inside, cut off at the high post. Give and go on the left side, reverse layup, won't go down, and a foul on the rebound as Renner missed the shot and then pushed Meeker, who came up with the rebound on the backside.
And Dunlap will make some substitutions here. Bring in Christian Reese, good-looking athlete, 6'2". He's a senior. He could be a matchup problem for us.
Max Graham also into the game for the Eagles, a 6'3 senior. Joining Holly, Sorensen, and Renner on the floor for Dunlap. Approaching the 4-minute mark of the first quarter, Joe Williams is in for the Silver Streaks, as is Marcus Ross for Galesburg. To the inside, Gibson, down low, pump fake, up, over the rim, rebound weak side. Williams falls on the floor, trying to fight for the rebound, slides out of bounds. Galesburg gives it back.
Well, both times that Grant Gibson has gotten the ball in that position, he's run into problems. First time Sorensen was there, that time the guy we talked about, Reese, coming in with good height, forced Grant to alter his shot, and he made it too hard.
Quickly down the other end, rebound put back by Sorensen, just that they left him wide open underneath the low blocks. Dunlap back on top, 10-7. 3:45 to go. Here's Meeker with a pull-up, driving inside. Shot rattles through from about 8 feet away. Meeker with five, and Galesburg back within one at 10-9. Meeker with five, Gibson with four. Renner brings it across the midcourt with a left-hand dribble. To the left side it goes, just into the game. Graham fakes a shot, drives to the free throw line, gets it back out to Renner. Now down low to Christian Reese. Cut off there, gets called for traveling. Good defense by Marcus Ross on the baseline. Forced the stutter step. Dunlap gives it back. Chance for Galesburg to take its first lead since being up 3-2.
We may eventually see Dunlap shoot something from the perimeter, but right now they are just pounding inside, and probably as hard as any team we've seen this year.
3:15 to go first quarter. 10-9 Dunlap. Galesburg with the ball. Streaks clear out the right side. Gibson takes it all the way. Gets a basket and a foul against Sorensen, and a chance at a three-point play here.
Yeah, well, I think Grant's happy to be back on the home court. Seems to be very comfortable here in the early going, and that's good news for the Silver Streaks.
Ethan Meeker, too, shooting himself out of his slump here in the early going. Into the game, Tom Peterson, a 6'3 junior for Dunlap, as he replaces Renner on the floor. Holly also sits down. And Gibson finishes off the free throw. 2 for 3 from the line. 7 points in the first quarter. Galesburg up 12-10. Pressure in the backcourt. Streaks going for the double team on Peterson. Dunlap breaks the press. Into the full court. Pass court's left side to Reese. Missed it. Weak side rebound by Sorensen. Ross took it away and then lost the handle on it. Chased down by Graham. Under the lane. Reese again. Lost it on the way up. Rather blocked from behind by Joe Williams, who knocked it out of bounds. And Dunlap's going to hang on to it here. Galesburg on the early going. They trigger from the baseline, out high near half court to Graham. Now starts to dribble, working against Diggins. Tries a spin move in the lane, shoots over Trevon. Shot rolls through. We're tied at 12.
Graham uses height advantage there on Trevon. Just backed him up in the middle of the lane, put it up, rolled around the rim and fell through.
Three lead changes, two ties here in the first quarter. 2:35 to go. Knotted up at 12. On the right side, Williams right in front of the Dunlap bench. Top of the circle, Gibson. Left side over to Diggins on the wing. Now gets it baseline down low to Marcus Ross. Free throw line. Gibson pulls up from the high post. Gets blocked and a foul called. That'll be against Peterson, his first. And the fourth team foul on Dunlap to only one for Galesburg. So another reason Galesburg's glad to be back home, with the officiating favoring them here in the early going. That has not been the case in recent times. And Coach Mike Reynolds has been more than vocal about his displeasure with some of the officiating in the southern, what we consider the southern part of the state, really more the central part of the state.
Yeah, we had a couple of games that were really hard to swallow. I mean, they really, it wasn't necessarily one-sided. It just wasn't very good officiating a couple of times. Hopefully it's back to normal here.
Gibson makes both free throws. He's 4 for 5 from the line in the first quarter. 9 points in the game already. Galesburg up 2. And now Ross fouls Sorensen, who drove in from the left baseline, stopped, and then Marcus got him with the lower body, and that's his first foul.
Well, Sorensen, we're going to be able to use, you know, between Ross and Carl, some fouls in there on him. Grant Gibson's been leaning on him a little bit too, but very good chance Sorensen's going to get 20-plus tonight.
Three fresh players in for Dunlap as Coach Jeff Barker, in her second season back with the Eagles, rotates a lot of players in. He's played 8 already here and less than 6 minutes of the first quarter. On the left side, Brett Renner stops at the wing, gets it out top of the circle. Andrew Schellenberg, the ninth player into the game, passes it away right side over to Peterson, and they reverse it back. Fake by Graham on the outside, still trying to get the ball on the floor, does, working against Denzel Jones. Now top of the circle, back to Schellenberg. Gibson all over him, starts the drive, stop, cut off by Ross, dishes it out left side, Renner hits a three. 5 in the game for Brett Renner. Dunlap back on top now, 15-14.
Well, we finally forced him to shoot from the outside, and watch what you wish for, I guess, because they nailed it.
Now Gibson, left wing, wide open.
Yeah. Drains it.
The shooting horse out there, as open as he was, had a long time to measure it. Galesburg back on top by 2, 17-15. Fake on the outside by Graham. Now a quick pass down low to Webb, blocked from behind, and a foul on Marcus Ross, his second.
Yeah, Webb got away from him. Ross tried to block it from the back, which he did, but apparently got a little body as well, and so we'll go to the line.
17-15, Galesburg by 2. The sophomore, Eben Webb, at 6'3", to the free throw line, looking for his first points of the night, and he knocks the free throw down.
You mentioned Tom Peterson. He is the son of the former athletic director at Dunlap. I ran into him out in the hallway. He'd retired a couple of years ago, and I said, I thought maybe you moved to Arizona. He goes, oh, no, my boy's still playing basketball. He said, they find plenty of things for me to do around here still. So he was. We worked with him a lot during the years we were at the Dunlap Thanksgiving tournament.
Second free throw missed. Grant Gibson fends off some defenders for the rebound. At the opposite end, Williams cut off, whips it back out to Grant at the top of the circle. Good feed down low. Tyson Parks on the way up and in. Looks like somebody got him on the arm, caused him to juggle the ball a little bit, but he hung on to it.
Excellent feed by Grant, and a great job by Tyson, who's had trouble handling a hard pass, to corral that and make the shot.
And a bad pass stolen away by Williams on the bounce. Leads the break to the other end, rolls off, and a fight for the rebound won by Dunlap as Schellenberg comes out with it. Chance for the Streaks to go up by 5 there, but They give it right back to the Eagles, who turn it over for the second time.
This is the tempo Gelsberg would prefer, though. Get this thing up and down the court. Negate Sorensen's ability inside a little bit, even though he's sitting on the bench right now.
Drive in from the right side. Jump stop in the lane. Over the basket. Too strong off the backboard. And the rebound put back as Graham missed it and then fought for it. Got it back.
Can't afford to give those up with Sorensen sitting down.
Coach Mike Reynolds not going to be happy giving up 18 points in the first quarter. That's close to 80 a game. And for a defensive-minded coach, that is not a good number. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. Gelsberg still up by one, 19-18. Gibson driving in from the right side. Pulls up from 12 off the back of the rim. Good rebound by Parks. Got the putback. Won't go down, but he's fouled. Strong rebound by Tyson Parks in traffic to come up with that one.
Yeah, maybe a bit of an ill-advised shot there by Gibson with 10 seconds left on the clock. He kind of forced it up when he didn't have to. You'd like to see that be the last shot of the quarter, but Tyson Parks bailed him out there with the rebound.
Tough from the free throw line in the first half of the season for Tyson, but he knocks that one down. He's got 3 points here in the first quarter, 20-18. Gelsberg by two. Parks now 5 of 12 from the free throw line, just over 41% for the season. Back into the game, Sorensen to rebound and to get some offense into the game with 8 seconds to go here at the end of the first quarter for Dunlap. Second free throw by Parks off the back of the rim, but he ran across the line anticipating going for the rebound. So nice. The lane violation gives it back to Dunlap anyway.
Pretty hard to hide when you're running across the line like that, Tyson. But I think as soon as he let it go, he knew it was way too hard.
8 seconds to go on the inbound back to Torriani. Holly is back into the game. Drives across midcourt, working against Logan Davis. Finds an opening in the lane. Forced it up off the back of the rim. Rebound by Ryan Carl. That's the end of the first quarter. 20-18 Gelsberg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Gelsberg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Gelsberg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
One quarter in the books. The Martin Luther King Tournament is underway for the Galesburg boys basketball team. Silver Streaks lead Dunlap 20-18. Streaks have the ball to start the second quarter. Gibson, Diggins. Gibson on the dribble out high, needs a little help. Now starts it, working his way to the right side. Cut off, dishes it back out to Cheeseman. Left corner, Joe Williams for three, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Diggins over the back of Holly, trying to deflect it away, and Trevon just picked up his first foul.
Yeah, I'm not too sure Joe Williams' shot didn't get a little bit deflected there in the corner. It was contested, and not that Joe usually puts a whole lot of arch on the ball anyway, but it came out a little flatter than normal, and he knew as soon as he let it go, there wasn't much of a chance on that one from our super sub, Joe Williams.
20-18, Gelsberg with a two-point lead. Dunlap with the ball as we start the second quarter here. Holly, bounce pass right side. Over it goes to McMillan. Dribbles left, picks it up. Back to the right side, Sorensen. Cut off on the wing. Whips it left side, skipping it over to the top to Holly. Dribbles once at the volleyball line. McMillan with it. Cut off by the 1-3-1 zone of the Silver Streaks to open quarter number two here. Now Renner with it. He's trying to find an opening in there. He'll stop at the top of the circle, reverse it back to McMillan. Now Sorensen comes out high for the pass. Swing pass left side over, pull-up jumper by Holly. Hits it from 10 feet.
Good adjustment by Dunlap. It looked like they were trying to get the lob to Reese down low as he had a man on his hip, but they never did go ahead and throw the pass. They swung it around the other direction and then got the short jumper.
Tied at 20. We'll go over some first quarter stats here when we get an opportunity. Streaks looking very comfortable being back at home for the first time in nearly a month. They're shooting well. Now Williams from the left corner misses again. Rebound, Diggins got a hand on it, deflected over to Sorensen, his third rebound of the game. Dunlap with the break. Pull up by Holly, 17 feet away, rattles in and out. Rebound fought for, into the hands of Reese, lost it on the floor, picks it up, blocked by Carl. Another scrum for it on the floor. Still fighting for the fumble, and finally a tie-up called. as five players are on the floor, tied up between Joe Williams and Christian Reese for Dunlap. Alternating possession favors the Eagles.
You know, over the years, we've talked about what a grind the Western Big Six can be every week, but we have nothing on the Middle Illini Conference this year.
We were talking
with Coach Barker. Wow, Washington is the cream of the crop at the top, but you got Metamora, 14-1. We've seen enough of them. Limestone's really good. Morton, Pekin, I'm forgetting somebody. Camden's dangerous, especially on their home court. There is just no rest in that Middle Illini. Maybe East Peoria would be the team that's your breather.
Drive down the lane by Holly. Dishes off to Sorensen. Misses a 12-footer. Ryan Carl on the weak side with a strong rebound, ripping it down. Into the front court, Galesburg. Quick three by Meeker. A little bit short. Weak side rebound pops into the hands of Renner for Dunlap. Here come the Eagles. Lead pass to Sorensen and lays it up and in. Thought he might go for the dunk there, but he gets the easy basket instead. 22-20. Dunlap back on top. Streaks have gone cold here in the third quarter and second quarter. Shot very well in the first quarter. They missed three three-pointers. Now Gibson misses one from the left side from 18 feet away. And Reese alone on the weak side for the rebound.
Better quit shooting out of that corner. Nobody can hit down here right below us. Let's do something else, guys.
Dunlap with the ball, leading by 2, 22-20. Two is their biggest lead. Galesburg's biggest lead is 3. It's been that tight here so far in this game. McMillan bumped down low, skips it back out to Reese. Now on the right side, it goes to Holly. He'll pull up and blocked by Joe Williams, rebounded by Ethan Meeker. The long arms of Joe Williams with the block on the little man, Toriano Holly, with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Galesburg with the ball, down two. Good position by Gibson, but over the basket with the shot and the rebound underneath by Sorensen.
Grant is really out of sorts. An air ball from the corner, and that one made a nice move and then way too strong off the glass. We got a 30-second timeout, I think, taken by Dunlap.
Called by the Eagles. 4:56 to go here in quarter number one. Take a look at some other scores from top 25 college basketball. Coming off their national championship in football, in basketball, Alabama's giving Mizzou a tough time down in Columbia. 10th-rated Tigers lead the Crimson Tide 55-49. Duke held number one team in the country, held Clemson to 10 points in the first half.
Wow.
Still lead by 15, though. So the Tigers haven't lost any ground, haven't made up any ground either. 49-34 with the TV timeout there, under 8 to play. And Creighton is got a big lead.
That's Drake.
Well. Yep. I just saw here it was 39-10 in the first half. So 10 apparently is the number tonight as Dunlap turns it over with a travel on the inbound.
Yeah, Sorensen just led that pass so hard that it took his man right out of bounds as he tried to grab it. So a break for the Streaks. They'll try and get this thing tied up. We're stone cold 0-5 in the second quarter after putting up 20 in the first.
On the right side, Diggins out high. Gets it over to Carl on the outside, coming off his career high 15 out at Effingham on Saturday. Gibson skips it back out to Meeker. Open three over the basket. Four. And the rebound by Webb. And the Streaks just aren't shooting the ball worth anything here in the second quarter. And Williams, maybe out of frustration, fouls, trying to go for a steal there after the rebound.
It's not just missing shots. We're missing shots badly.
Badly.
I mean, especially Gibson and Meeker. These are guys that are pretty dead-on shooters. And we've had an air ball, a clanger off the backboard, and that one from Meeker was way too strong.
Streaks going for the steal, but Renner gets it just away from the outstretched arms of Williams. Renner still with it on the dribble out high. 22-20 Dunlap. They have scored only four. Now down low. That good position by Sorensen. I'm sorry, it was Evan Webb who went in. Ryan Carl went for the steal, and that allowed Webb to easily step to the basket and bank it in right underneath. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks now down four.
Well, that defensive effort drew the foot stomp from Coach Mike Reynolds. We could hear it clear up here, and he sends Tyson Parks to the bench.
Another look by Meeker and another miss. Off the back iron and over the backboard. Out of bounds, back to Dunlap. Nothing even close right now for anybody who's putting up with the Streaks.
Parks will replace Ryan Carl. Now, this is about as bad a shooting stretch as we've had in a while, especially on our home court.
Yeah. And at Effingham, the Streaks' problem there was not shooting the ball. It was getting off a shot as they turned it over. Was it 9 times in the first quarter? As Sorensen hits a shot from the low blocks on the baseline. It's now 26-20. Dunlap has scored 8 in a row since the end of the first quarter and leads by 6. Under 3.5 to go first half. Deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Dunlap. Graham reaching over, poking it away for the intended pass for Gibson.
It seems like these teams zone us up. We're having real problems that we've got to address. It negates Trevon Diggins, and he's a big part of what we do when we're going, and he's just not a factor at all for us offensively right now. We need to get him involved some way.
Right side corner, Gibson fakes a three. Streaks swinging around. Now Williams gets an open look and hit it. Streaks get a much-needed basket, and Coach Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Oh, he's going to take a full timeout. I take it back. So 3:12 to go. Galesburg down three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going?
Terrible. I'm having a bad hair day, and the headsets don't help.
Hey, here, put this on.
The WGIL button.
Yeah, you're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at F&M Bank on East Main and both North Henderson Street locations. And at Community Treasures at 444 East Main, downtown Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com. Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
26-23 Dunlap leading Galesburg by three. 3:12 to go here in the first half. Coming out of the Streaks full timeout, Tyson Parks back on the floor for the Streaks with Gibson, Meeker, Williams, and Diggins. For Dunlap, Coach Jeff Barker sends Renner back out, along with Schellenberg back into the game for the first time since the first quarter. Webb stays on the floor, Graham stays on the floor, and Sorensen stays on the floor. Streaks put on the full court press with Williams at the point. Graham dribbles up court past him. Williams chases him down at the top of the arc and hands off to Sorensen, working against Gibson. Slaps it out of his hand. Sorensen picks it up. He gets called for traveling. Quick travel called by Joe Thompson on the outside. It's fourth turnover on the Eagles, two in each quarter.
Silver Streaks, a little more energy coming out of the huddle that time. Mike Reynolds might have had something to do with that.
I think he might have. On the right side, Meeker on the wing. Skip pass out high to Williams. Galesburg with the ball down three. Under 3 minutes to go, first half. Dribbles left, back right. Now Williams passes it away to Diggins. Dribbles inside the arc, back out, back in. Now dribbles back out, gets it over to Grant Gibson. Right in front of the Dunlap bench near the scoring table, swinging around left over to Joe Williams near the sideline. Little guy about 5 years old just walked out onto the floor bringing his Pepsi in from the concession stand. And Joe Williams double team stepped backward, went out of bounds, and the Streaks turn it over right back.
Dunlap switched up their defense, went to a little, they're still zone, but they are really putting pressure out on the corners, and we didn't handle it very well.
Coach Mike Reynolds is beside himself in frustration right now. The team just not playing the way he expects them to play here. Down three with 2:20 to go. Lob on the inside to Sorensen, booted out of bounds by Meeker, who came in from the weak side. Tried to strip it away from the backside and kicked it out of bounds.
I got to give Jeff Barker credit. I think he's doing a nice job with Dunlap. This is a team that seems to be very focused on what they're wanting to do on the offensive end. They play solid defense, and they're a nice club. Not a great club, but they're solid.
On the inlet pass to Sorensen, right back out to Webb at the high post, trying to back in on Tyson Parks. Ducks up underneath, tries to get up with it, and is fouled. Looked like he took a big leaning step forward to try to get position there. He's going to benefit with a couple of free throws here. First foul of the game on Tyson Parks. Sixth team foul, on Galesburg. Webb to the free throw line. One of two from the free throw line tonight. 3 points, now four as he makes the first one.
Last time the Silver Streaks played a Tuesday night game was last month up at Sterling, and I think our opponent's a little tougher than what that one was that night, Brad.
Sterling came out trying to run with the Silver Streaks, and after a slow start, Galesburg put it on them big, leading by 30 at times in the second half.
And if I remember reading right, I think Rock Island beat them, I think it was like 84-36 or something.
Ooh,
the other night up there.
Yeah, some teams you don't want to try to run with,
regardless of what your style is. They should have known better than that.
28-23, Dunlap by five. Galesburg trying to find its way back into this one. Diggins and Williams passing it back and forth on the outside, skipping it over left side to Meeker, now right back out to Joe on the top. Dribbles it left over to Diggins, right back to Joe on the right side. Streaks looking baffled by this 2-1-2 zone by Dunlap here. On the left side, Meeker down low to Gibson. Parks briefly had position. Gibson dribbles it off Sorensen out of bounds. Galesburg hangs on to it.
Silver Streaks have had one three-point shot this quarter. That is it. A three-point second quarter.
Really looking Like they're having a hard time with this zone. Gibson with a step back in the lane, dumps it off to Parks, who was wide open, and they're going to call a foul on the floor, I guess, on Dunlap. As I guess they're going to call a push on Evan Webb. That was a great feed by Grant Gibson.
Sure,
I almost would have rather not had the foul because
the same
Tyson
thing.
Was wide open.
Unless Tyson missed a bunny, we were going to get an easy deuce there. But at least it does put us in the bonus, so Grant at the line might be good for two anyway.
Streaks need some points from somewhere. As Jim mentioned, only one basket this entire second quarter, a three-pointer by Joe Williams. Otherwise, the Streaks are 0-for. So Gibson at the line gets him a chance to get a couple back here. First one up and in. 5-for-6 from the line now. First point of the second quarter for Gibson. He has 13 in the game. 28-24, Galesburg down 4. 1:38 to go in the first half. Williams and Parks on the line with four Dunlap defenders, and they can't out-jump the 6'7 Mike Alex Sorensen, who comes down to the rebound after the Gibson miss. Into the front court, Toriano Holly trying to lose Williams on the outside of the free throw line. Gets it off to Sorensen. Now stepping back, Graham shoots a three. That one's way off the mark. And the long rebound to Grant Gibson, leading the break into the front court. Streaks in transition. Shovels it left side over to Williams. Works his way in. Back out to Gibson for three. Off the back of the rim. Diggins with a long rebound. Gets it back to Gibson. Steps inside the arc. Skips it out to Williams. He'll loft the three. That one is in and out and in again.
Thought I was watching the Silver Street girls there for a little bit with all these three-point attempts.
Pulls Galesburg within one. Believe it or not, 28-27, under a minute to go, first half. Despite their struggles, here's a ball batted away. Diggins chases it down. Loose ball fought for, and Sorensen gets there first. Now gets it over to Holly on the left wing. Streaks get back defensively, forcing Dunlap into a half-court set here. Graham on the outside works his way into the free throw line. Cut off to Sorensen. It sure looked like he traveled on the outside, but he missed the shot anyway. Joe Williams gets the rebound. Down to 33 seconds to go here in the first half.
If we can keep Sorensen shooting fadeaways, moving to his left all night from the free throw line, that'd be great.
On the left side, Diggins. How much clock are the Streaks going to try to run here? Down to 20 seconds to go. Diggins, top of the circle. Gibson for three. Got it! Galesburg regains the lead. Can they hang on to it right before halftime here now with Dunlap with the ball? 10 seconds to go. Renner into the front court. 30-28, Galesburg by two. Renner trying to lose Diggins out high. Can't do that. Over to Graham for three from the wing. Again, way over the basket. Williams with the rebound, and that's the end of the first half. Nice rally by Galesburg late in the first half. They outscore the Eagles 10-2 and lead 30-28 at the break. Take a timeout when we come back. First half stats, individual scoring, a word with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as Galesburg leads 30-28 at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Mel Foster Company, making it happen.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Galesburg rallies back late in the first half and takes a 30-28 lead over Dunlap. As we are at halftime here at John Thiel Gymnasium, first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament, which will feature a number of games coming up over Martin Luther King weekend. This coming weekend, it'll be Galesburg girls basketball. In fact, lots of basketball this entire week. We had the girls win over IBC last night. Boys playing Dunlap here tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Illinois and Minnesota with a 7:30 pregame,
right? Okay. 8 o'clock tip.
8 o'clock tip. And then girls again on Thursday back in the Western Big Six Conference. Boys Friday against UT, and then two games for the girls on Saturday, right?
Yeah, breakfast and dinner. You got a 9 o'clock start for the breakfast, and then dinner at night about a 7:30 scheduled start. Both of those games here at John Field Gym as well.
Here tonight, good to see Galesburg rally back late there in the first half to take that lead. Now, we saw Galesburg rally down at Effingham. In fact, they had to rally back down 17-4 at the end of first quarter against Chicago Perspectives. Came back out within two at halftime and then finally finished off the rally late in the third quarter, took a six-point lead, and then had to get right back into it. Perspectives came out, got a great start. In fact, got the last basket of the third quarter. Big rally to start the fourth quarter, regained the lead, and it was back and forth. I like the fact that in this situation, the Streaks rally back, take that lead, and then they can go into halftime and kind of catch their breath a little bit as opposed to doing it at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, that was really, really a nice finish to the quarter by the Streaks. Doesn't hurt to deliver a couple of three bombs and kind of get things going there. You might recall in that game against Perspectives, we were 2 of 13 in the fourth quarter. A lot of shots altered, and just really unfortunate to let that one get away. So, all the more reason to get this one tonight. Streaks up 2 at the break. 45% shooting from the field for Galesburg. They're 9 out of 20, including 3 of their last 4. Dunlap, 43% from the field. They're 12 of 28. That's a lot of shots to get
that
off.
Is.
28. I don't think Mike Reynolds is very happy with letting them get 28 shots and a half. Rebounding edge to Dunlap right now. The Eagles 17 off the glass. The Silver Cheeks an even dozen. And we didn't compare turnovers, but the count pretty low in this one. I've got Dunlap with 5 and the Silver Streaks with 3. Did I miss any?
Yep.
Nope.
Not at all.
So not a whole lot of pressure being applied, but what pressure there has been, the guards have been more than able to take care of it on both sides of the ball.
Jim mentioned early in the game, Dunlap content to pound the ball into the inside. That continued the entire first half. They took only 3 3-point shot attempts in the first half, making one of them. Galesburg, meanwhile, was 6 of 11 from three-point range in the first half, so good to see there. Galesburg also 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Dunlap, 3 of 4, so good free throw shooting by both teams in the first half. Galesburg leads the Eagles by 2, 30 to 28 at halftime. We'll take a break here on the halftime show. We'll continue with our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating when we come back, and our coach's interview with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, all when we come back from John Thiel Gymnasium, where the Silver Streaks lead the opening game in the Martin Luther King Tournament, 30-28 over Dunlap. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove, for the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy, and for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent, Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 31 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 47. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows dropping down around 28. Thursday, rain likely in the morning, then becoming occasional rain in the afternoon, high of 45. Thursday night, not as cool with showers, overnight low of 42. Friday, cloudy with our high jumping up into the 50s, high of 52 on Friday. Friday night, cloudy, lows dropping down to around 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIL.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
First half scoring here between these two teams. We'll start off with Dunlap, led by Alex Sorensen, the big 6'7 junior with 10 points. So he's in double figures already for the Eagles. Good balance for Dunlap. Evan Webb and Brent Renner with 5 each. Max Graham and Toriano Holly with 4 each. And that accounts for their 28 points. Andrew McMillan, the only starter who hasn't scored for the Eagles. Christian Reese, Andrew Schellenberg have not scored. And neither has Tom Peterson, who have all seen action on the floor for the Silver Streaks. Led by Grant Gibson with 16 of the Streaks' 30 points here in the first half. Joe Williams hit a couple much-needed threes there in the second quarter for his 6 points. Ethan Meeker got off to a good start, knocking down 5 in the first quarter. Tyson Parks had 3 in the first quarter as well. And Coach Mike Reynolds has rotated in a number of players here tonight, but nobody else has scored. Trevon Diggins hasn't even taken a shot. Logan Davis, Carson Cheeseman, Denzel Jones, Marcus Ross, and Ryan Carl all have not scored for the Silver Streak. Let's take a look at some college basketball scores on our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Number 10, Missouri, leading Alabama 72-63 in Columbia with 3:44 to go in the game. Number 1, Duke over Clemson, big 62-37. And 13th-rated Creighton over Drake, 49-25 that game at halftime. Some other high school games going on around the area. We'll see if we can't get some ideas about some of the things that are happening. Basically, in the smaller schools going on tonight, let's go down to the sideline. Jim Lee is with assistant coach Matt Pogue tonight instead.
All right, assistant coach Matt Pogue joining us. And, Matt, that first half didn't look very good midway through the second quarter. We rallied a little bit there at the end.
Well, it came down to defense. You know, defensively, we didn't do the things we needed to the first quarter. We gave up way too many points. We did a better job in the second quarter, especially about the last 3 minutes, and we're able to get a few shots in the flow of the offense, too.
Yeah, and that offense struggling against that zone that Dunlap has used. Gibson got off. He's had some nice stretches, but otherwise could use a little help.
Well, we've got to find somebody else that can step up, especially against the zone. Somebody's got to hit some shots. Joe Williams hit a nice shot there, 3 there, but we got to get ourselves in position, too, and with that, that'll create a better offense.
All right, thanks, Matt. All right. Assistant Coach Matt Pogue.
All right, Jim, thanks very much. Our halftime interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Again, this is the first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament, at least for the boys' standpoint. We'll have a bunch of games coming up next weekend as the Silver Streaks boys will play 2 games next Saturday, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, the weekend of the actual holiday. And 2 games on that Saturday, and then 2 games on Martin Luther King Monday as well. So that's when you can see a lot of good basketball teams coming into John Thiel Gymnasium. But for now, we're getting it started on a rare Tuesday night game with Dunlap in town. And the Streaks have the ball after finishing that first half on a 10-2 run. They get a chance to keep it going with the first possession of quarter number 3. On the right side, Gibson pulls out from about 14 feet and swishes it. Good luck. Another four-step shot by Grant Gibson, just elevated up enough to get it up and over his defender. Galesburg leads now 32-28, their biggest lead of the game. Here's Diggins nearly poking it away from McMillan on the outside. Now nearly ripped away by Ethan Meeker. McMillan really struggling with it. Somebody's open. Holly gets it off to Renner. He misses the bank shot. Rebound saved on the baseline by Gibson to Carson Cheeseman. Good battle down low. Good job by the Streaks to hang in there as he nearly poked it away several times on the outside. Now Diggins has it poked away by Holly. Here's Trevon driving, gets it right over to Ryan Carl. Hands it off to Ethan Meeker. Stumbles a little bit, picks up the loose ball as he got tied up with McMillan. Now pushed all the way out to half court, passes it over to Carson Cheeseman right in front of the Galesburg bench. Played a minute of the third quarter. Galesburg scores the first basket and has the ball right back. Leading by 4 now. Now back to Carson Cheeseman in the midcourt circle. Streaks are going to reset the offense. Dribbling left, leading 32-28. Diggins, top of the circle. They clear out right. Takes it right at the big guys. Missed it. Ryan Carl can't knock down the tip. And the rebound, Holly has it knocked out of his hands and chases it down. Good battle by the Streaks. Just couldn't get anything down there. In the lane, McMillan traveled with it. You could see the hesitation. He got caught in the lane. I think he was open more so than he thought he would be, and then as soon as he started to move the ball up, Ethan Meeker came flashing through there, and that caused him to stutter step.
Yeah, last trip down was the first attempt by Diggins all night. It seems it's all or nothing with him. He either is out to score and has a big game, or he just doesn't even look at the basket. I don't know that finger's still bothering him that he hurt in Taylorville or not. It's wrapped, but he shot pretty well with it
the first night.
Right side down low. Carson Cheeseman tries to go right at Sorensen. That wasn't a good move. Sorensen dominated him with the block and came up with a rebound. And then Cheeseman fouls Renner from the backside, leading the breakup court, trying to guard defensively. That's the first foul of the game on Carson and the first team foul on either club here in the second half.
Well, we mentioned at halftime when we noticed that Dunlap had shot 28 times that that probably wasn't going to sit well with the coaching staff, and assistant Matt Pogue seemed to indicate that was the focus in the locker room at halftime, more on the defense than the offense.
2 minutes gone here in quarter number three. Dunlap with the ball, trailing Galesburg by four here, 32-28. Lead pass, bounce pass on the inside to Webb, trying to post up on Ryan Carl. Gets cut off on the low blocks. Carl smothering him. Gets it out to McMillan. Steps inside the arc, puts it up and in. After Ethan Meeker went for the steal and missed it, that left McMillan wide open to penetrate the lane.
Yeah, good little floater by McMillan. We mentioned in the first half, he's 5'7", very thin, but a scrappy player who will take advantage of what he can get.
Now Meeker with it in the right corner after the streaks break the mild Dunlap press. Meeker found an opening, baseline, dumps it off to Grant Gibson in the lane with a teardrop, missed it. Cheeseman in the lane with a rebound and knocked out of his hands out of bounds, back to Galesburg.
Yeah, good hustle by Cheeseman to get in there. He wasn't going to probably get the put back, but he sliced in between two Dunlap players who thought they had position. I always hated that when I played and I thought I had position. And I did on the guy I was guarding, but then somebody else would slide in there. That was always frustrating.
Gibson cut off on the low block, skips it back out high to Ethan Meeker. And gets it over to Carson Cheeseman. Streaks reset the offense here and now go back in motion. Diggins with it, penetrating to the top of the arc, trying to work his way around. Gets it off to Meeker on the right wing, reverses back to Gibson. Lost the ball briefly on the floor, picks it up, drives, low blocks, and a blocking foul called as Gibson took it strong to the basket. And that'll be a foul against Sorensen. Alex Sorensen's second foul for Dunlap and the first foul on the Eagles here in the third quarter.
Collision of big bodies there. Sorensen, he's 6'7 or 6'8, but he's not real thin. He's a pretty solid kid. Of course, Grant Gibson with those big, strong shoulders. That was a good collision. And Sorensen hit the deck, and Gibson hits free throw number one.
6 for 8 from the free throw line here in the game tonight. Gibson with 19 points now. Galesburg by 3, 33-30. Under 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Second free throw, perfect.
You know, that move with the baseline by Gibson there, if it was the officiating crew we had at the Christmas tournament, he would have got called for carrying the ball on that, but that normally he gets away with it, and he did there.
On the right side, McMillan working against Meeker, down low to Sorensen on the double team, trying to put it up over Carl. Good defense by Ryan, and then the rebound saved by Carl on the baseline to Grant Gibson. Good defense, good rebounding by the Streaks. Here's Grant leading the break. Right side over to Meeker, trying to drive inside the arc, cut off on the wing, brings it back out to the volleyball line. Now lost the dribble off his foot, out of bounds. And the Streaks turn it back over. That's their first turnover, Jim, second half?
Yeah, of this third quarter. And Meeker that time, I'm not sure whether he thought it went off the opponent's foot or what.
He responded.
Yeah,
anyway.
If he would have dove after that ball, I think he probably could have saved it from going out of bounds, but I think he thought it was going to come back to possession Galesburg.
On the right side, Renner, right in front of the Dunlap bench on the right side to McMillan between the circles, approaching the halfway point of the third quarter. Dunlap with the ball, trailing Galesburg by four. Sorensen trying to drive in on Gibson. Good position underneath the basket. Then he tried to step out with it and get a little hook up from underneath and got called for traveling. So Dunlap's turned it over twice here in the third quarter, giving it back to Galesburg as the Streaks lead by four.
After establishing himself early, Alex Sorensen has run into a lot of problems down low. The Silver Streaks have done a much better job defensively on him in the middle quarters.
Across midcourt, Gibson. On the outside, Carl, well off the mark from three-point range. Fought for under the basket. Gibson has a hand on it, loses it out of bounds.
Ryan Carl, who hit three of those over at Effingham at the St. Anthony shootout on Saturday, as soon as he let that one fly, you knew it was going to be too strong.
3:40 to go, third quarter, 34-30 Galesburg. We've hit a scoring lull between these two teams. On the right side, this is Schellenberg back into the game with it. Renner with it now between the circles, guarded by Cheeseman. Streaks have gone back to the man defense. There's a three by Sorensen, and he drains it. First time he's put one up from the outside, Mike Reynolds said in the pregame show. He'll go inside, he'll go outside, posing a difficult matchup for the Silver Streaks. That's the first time he stepped back to knock one down from the outside.
And he's just a junior. He's going to get turnover by the Streaks. He's going to get some college looks big time.
Holly leads the break. Gets it to Graham. Got too far under the basket. Banked it strong off the backboard. Missed it. Just throwing it up toward the backboard. That won't go. Another tip by Sorensen. Now he puts it back up and draws a foul. Dunlap got four different chances at it there. They're going to benefit with three throws and a chance to regain the lead now, down one. 3 minutes to go, third quarter.
Well, you knew my next question I was going to ask you. So how many things did you write down there? That was quite a volleyball match.
Sorensen to the free throw line. First time tonight. 13 points, now 14 as the first one rolls through. We're tied again at 34 now.
Yeah, he's developed a lot. He's gotten stronger, and he's just a junior. Who knows? He may grow another inch or two before he's all done. And certainly a Division III prospect and maybe higher if he continues to play solid basketball for this Dunlap team.
Second free throw, hits the front of the rim, creeps over the top, drops through, puts Dunlap back on top. Now 35-34, five straight for the Eagles. After Galesburg had its biggest lead of the game at 34-30, Dunlap's biggest lead in the first half was six. Under 3 minutes to go, and Joe Williams, indecision in the backcourt, costs another turnover.
So he's going to throw it to Grant Gibson, and Grant turned his back and head up court, but by that time Joe had already leaned to throw the ball and then dragged his pivot foot. That wasn't the prettiest of turnovers.
Three in the quarter for the Streaks, matching their entire turnover total for the first half. Schellenberg on the outside, Meeker with that defensive assignment. Here's Renner down the lane, blocked by Marcus Ross, out of bounds. Dunlap hangs on to it. I think Renner was completely aware that Ross, who has those lanky long arms, was there waiting for him.
Dunlap is just one of eight in the quarter, yet they have a one-point lead.
And a timeout called by, no, a five-second call. Jeff Parker was over there barking for the timeout, but he didn't get it. Five-second call, gives it back to Galesburg. Eighth turnover on the Eagles. So Williams will inbound on the baseline. Dunlap will put on some pressure just shy of half court. Gibson working against Graham in the backcourt, gets it across midcourt. Ross comes on the outside, guarded by Christian Reese. Now on the right side, Diggins on the wing. Under 2:40 to go, third quarter. Williams at the top of the circle. A timeout called by Mike Reynolds. Not happy with what he saw in that half court set. So he takes a full timeout with 2:36 to go. Galesburg down 135-34. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Illinois fans, it's time for Big Ten basketball. Come out and cheer on your nationally ranked Fighting Illini as they take on top 25 opponents from across the conference. It's a historic start to a storied program and a Big Ten season you won't want to miss. Tickets are on sale now, but going fast. Help us sell out Assembly Hall for every Big Ten game this season. Visit FightingIllini.com to buy your tickets today. Go Illini!
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Minnesota. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 7:30.
The Fighting Illini play here. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
2:36 to go in the third quarter. Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing Dunlap 35-34. Streaks with the ball, though, as Williams, Diggins, and Gibson come out of the Galesburg timeout along with Marcus Ross and Tyson Parks. Galesburg had a 34-30 lead. Dunlap behind a three-pointer and two free throws by Alex Sorensen, the 6'7 junior, have regained the lead. Gibson on the inbounds into backcourt, now into the front court. Left side, Diggins. Ross skips it back out to Gibson, reaches back for it behind the top of the arc. Skip pass right side from Diggins over to Joe Williams. Now top of the arc, Gibson down the lane, dumps it off. Bad idea, deflected away in the lane. Graham comes out with it, now picks it up, and stolen away by Diggins. Williams picks up the loose ball and gets it back to Trevon, so the Streaks get it right back, offsetting turnovers as we approach the two-minute mark of the third quarter. Right side, Gibson, skip pass left over to Williams. Top of the circle, Diggins, right back to Williams. He'll shoot the three. Good!
Hey Joe, good ball movement by the Silver Streaks that time down. Got them back in the lead.
37-35, Galesburg by two. Three straight three-pointers by Joe Williams dating back to the second quarter. Two-point Streaks lead, a minute 45 to go. Down the right side of the lane, Schellenberg, but blocked from the backside and fouled by Tyson Parks. Nobody came over to help out, so all Tyson could do is just reach back and foul him on the way to the basket.
Yep, when you're chasing somebody down the lane, that's going to happen more times than not. Once in a while, you can get lucky and block it from behind, free and clear. It happened to Marcus Ross in the first half. He reached down there and got ball, but also got the foul.
First free throw by Andrew Schellenberg is good, his first point of the night. Pulls Dunlap within one again, 37-36. Biggest lead in this game has been Dunlap by six. Streaks have led by only four. So this has been a tightly fought game, just as Jim and I had anticipated, looking at the way this one was playing out before we started. As you know, so oftentimes it doesn't go by the way it should look on paper, but this one certainly has. After the miss, Galesburg with the ball, leading by one, 37-36, Williams on the left wing. Top of the circle, Diggins around the screen for three, off the front of the rim, gets his own rebound, through the lane, and a push foul called as Trevon drives to the basket, rebounding his own miss. Which never looked like it had enough arc even to get over the front of the rim, and then it clanged off the front of the rim.
It's just so funny because he shot the ball with such confidence in that Taylorville tournament, and since then, we just doesn't look like the same guy out there on the perimeter. Always going to hustle for you.
Third foul on Alex Sorensen. In the lane, Grant Gibson up with a soft right-hand shot, and it circles around the rim and drops through. Galesburg up 39-36. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. Toriano Holly across midcourt. Sophomores lost tonight. Tough break. 47-45. A turnover at half court and a shot by Dunlap underneath the basket at the buzzer. In the lane, Sorensen. Tyson Park, stutter step backward. Sorensen just put it up and in with the right hand.
Consensus at the scorer's table, I asked at halftime, did that sophomore shot count? They said no. To a man, everybody said there's no way that should have counted.
Left side, Joe Williams. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Galesburg up one. Gibson draws a double team, nearly lost the handle on the dribble, tries to get it right side, and it's knocked out of bounds by Evan Webb for Dunlap. Good defense by the Eagles. Streaks will have to inbound it from the right sideline as Ethan Meeker checks back in. Here comes Brett Renner and Christian Reese for Dunlap. They'll replace Sorensen, who gets a breather here at the end of the third quarter. Final 34 seconds. And Toriano Holly sits down as well. Williams inbounds to Gibson. Pulls up at the top of the circle. Now right corner it goes to Marcus Ross. Skips it back up to Gibson. Left side over to Ethan Meeker on the wing. Back to Grant. Gibson starts a dribble, picks it up once after the left hand. Another soft pass, again knocked out of bounds by Evan Webb. Good anticipation by Webb twice in a row. Streaks choreographing those soft passes a little bit. 19 seconds to go. Streaks likely will try to hold for the last shot here now, as they've run a good 25 seconds off the clock here. Skip pass left side on the baseline, Ross. Now back out to Ethan Meeker. Measured the shot, passed it up with 10 seconds to go. Driving Gibson down low to Ross, up and in.
Very nice, very nice.
41-38 with 1 second to go. Oh, a block by Marcus Ross and a foul as Dunlap got across midcourt. Tried to put it up at the buzzer and Ross came out to get a hand on it. And instead, the officials say Marcus got Evan Webb on the arm, and he's going to shoot three free throws with a tenth of a second to go.
Well, I don't know who to be madder at, the official or Marcus. I thought he got all ball, but in that situation with a guy that far from the basket, I don't know that you'd dare get that close to him anyway.
So the 6'3 sophomore Evan Webb makes the first free throw. A chance for Dunlap to tie this game here at the end of the third quarter on that three-point shooting foul, which was Ross's third of the game. And the fourth team foul on the Streaks. 1/10 of a second to go. Second free throw is perfect. Webb's first points of the second half, giving him 7 for the game, and an 8th point here would tie it up. Third free throw up and in. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Streaks won't be able to do anything with a tenth of a second to go, so we will take a timeout. 41-41 at the end of three quarters as we head to the fourth. Here at John Field Gymnasium, you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Tough foul on Galesburg to end the third quarter by Marcus Ross on Evan Webb, trying to hoist a three in desperation. And Webb takes advantage, making all three free throws. Dunlap 6 of 7 from the free throw line in that fourth quarter, in the third quarter, rather. And we head to the fourth quarter, tied at 41. As the Eagles have the ball to begin the final quarter, getting it down low, and a hard foul by Tyson Parks as he mauled Evan Webb. And 8 seconds into the fourth quarter, Webb's going to go right back to the line on Tyson Parks' third foul.
Well, I tell you, Marcus and Tyson could both take a lesson in keeping their feet on the floor right now. Those last two fouls, unnecessary to keep putting these guys at the line. Same guy that hit all three at the end of last quarter, and he finally missed one.
Still tied at 41. Just to give you an idea of how this game has gone, as Webb shoots the second one and makes it, putting Dunlap back on top now, 42-41, to begin the final quarter here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Here's a quick three on the left wing by Williams. Line drive shot, hits off the rim, rebound fought for. Ross into the basket, comes out with it, and then Dunlap knocks it out of bounds, and the official says it's off Joe Williams, but Joe Thompson's going to come in here, and I think he's going to overrule. They're at least going to talk it over, and Galesburg will hang on to it. Boy, I sure didn't see that one that way, so I'm glad Galesburg's hanging on to it here.
Well, the ball went into the Galesburg bench, so the official would have got a whole lot of Mike Reynolds there if that doesn't go our way.
So 42-41, Dunlap with the lead, Galesburg with the ball, 30 seconds into quarter number four. Williams, top of the circle, left side Meeker, who hasn't scored since the first quarter. Ross, top of the arc, Williams, right side Gibson, skips it back over to Ethan, open look for three, short though. Rebound on the floor, and Williams is going to get called for the foul as Sorensen came up with a rebound. That's five team fouls on Galesburg now with 7:20 to go in the game.
Really made a concerted effort to set up Meeker on that one, and came up well short, just caught the front iron, but we get it back again.
Oh. And here's a basket down low by Grant Gibson, and he's fouled, so... Who was that foul on then? I guess they called it on Brett Renner. And now this foul goes against Max Graham. So Graham on Grant puts Gibson back at the line with Galesburg on top by a point here, 43-42, and the fourth team foul on Dunlap.
Gibson starting to pile up the points here, 24, hopefully 25 with a free throw in the air.
And it's good. 16 in the first half, 9 in the second half. Galesburg by 2, 44-42. Streaks put on the full court press. McMillan stops short of half court, gets it into the front court to Sorensen, skips it right side over to Schellenberg, tries to feed it through the lane, throws it off Marcus Ross's leg out of bounds. Dunlap hangs on to it. On the left sideline, Schellenberg will inbound. Joe Williams will guard him. Looking out high. Now looking on the inside to Renner, guarded by Trevon Diggins. Renner trying to spin away, down to the low block, smothered by Grant Gibson under the basket. Renner got too far under the basket. Gibson with a block and the rebound. And now Diggins with a double dribble out high. He just got careless with it, and the Streaks turn it back over.
After a good defensive effort, you'd like to see us get a little more done on the offensive end, but things will happen, I guess, from time to time. A little surprised that Grant Gibson got away with that block. We've seen several others that look similar to that get called fouls.
Yeah. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. 44-42 Galesburg. Dunlap with the ball. McMillan working against Meeker out high. Right side driving in Sorensen. Ross tries to cut him off on the baseline. Now the Streaks smother him under the basket. He somehow gets back and gets the long reach up and banks it in.
He just absolutely bullied his way into the basket that time. We had two or three guys run at him, try and put their body on him, but he just so long, he reached back up under the basket and knocked it in.
And a foul away from the ball. They're going to call, I think, a double foul here between Marcus Ross and Brent Renner. So that'll be four on the game on Ross. And three for the game on Renner. With 6.5 to go in the game, 16 fouls on Galesburg, 5 on Dunlap. Galesburg hangs on to the ball here. Right side Williams, top of the circle Gibson, left side over to Meeker. Now Grant down the lane, dumps it off under the basket, up and in for Trevon Diggins, his first basket of the game. And the Streaks call a 30-second timeout, regaining the lead at 46-44.
Really a heads-up play by Grant Gibson that time. As he goes down the paint with a little authority, Sorensen had come over to set himself to take the charge. If Grant goes on in, that's probably a charge. He pulled up just short, dropped the ball down low, and the easy bucket, so a heck of a job and assist for Grant Gibson.
I was talking earlier about how tight this game has been. Dunlap has led by 6. Streaks have led by 4. That's their biggest lead for either team. Galesburg led at the end of the first quarter, 20-18. Dunlap took that 6-point lead in the second quarter. Streaks outscored the Eagles 10-2 to finish the first half and take a 2-point lead. So they tied each other at 10 points apiece in the second quarter. Dunlap outscored Galesburg 13-11 thanks to the 3 free throws by Evan Webb at the end of the third quarter. So we play 3 quarters, still tied at 41. Neither team leading by more than 6 at any point of the game. Still counting up the lead changes and ties in this one. Streaks put on the full court press coming out of the 30-second timeout. Inbound up high to Sorensen, who gets it off to Holly, and the Streaks get back into the backcourt, except for Williams, who will guard the dribble. And a high dribble it was by Holly, but he got away with it. Works his way to the top of the circle, left side over to Sorensen. Going to shoot another 3, and that one's short. Rebound off the rim, chased down by Ross in the corner. Outlet to Grant Gibson. 2 Dunlap players collide and fall down. Gibson all the way to Diggins. And a foul called on Dunlap, and that prevented the transition basket by Galesburg.
Second time that's happened to Grant Gibson as he dished out an assist. Toriano Holly came up and got his arm. We would have had a play just like the one we scored on before the timeout.
So the first foul of the game on Toriano Holly. 16 fouls on both clubs on the inbound out high to Joe Williams. Pulls up just outside the high post. Shot rolls off, but a late foul called on Alex Sorensen.
That's a 3. Free throw, I think.
I think he was inside the arc when shot it. Yep, I think it was about an 18-footer. Yep, okay. Official signaling 2 free throws here. But more importantly, that's 4 fouls now on Alex Sorensen, the big guy for Dunlap. Free throw good by Joe Williams.
That's cool. I'm actually looking, I guess, where Joe got landed. Of course, he fell back a little bit. Not sure he didn't act a bit on that one.
I was thinking that too, yeah, in all fairness. Streaks trying to match their biggest lead of the night here, up 47-44. Williams' second free throw is good. He has 11 points now. Galesburg by 4 with 5:50 to go in the game here in the opening game in the Martin Luther King Tournament, which will continue in a week and a half. Holly nearly lost the dribble out high. Now it is batted away between Gibson and Diggins. Grant picks it up. Left side over to Trevon. Driving in. Cut off. Tries to get it out of the lane into the backcourt. Apparently Dunlap touched it last, and now Gibson is fouled by Holly, as it was 2-on-1 on the backcourt. And Holly really kind of bailed out.
Sure did.
Galesburg, because if they just play good defense there, they're going to get the ball with Gibson down on the floor trying to get it back, and then they got a 2-on-0.
And the thing is, it's even worse for Dunlap. They foul Gibson, a good free throw shooter, and 1 in bonus, and they're going to take a timeout.
A full timeout by the Eagles. Streaks lead by 4 with 5:33 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor. The annual casino night to benefit the Knox Galesburg Symphony returns Saturday, January 26th. It'll be at the Casey Hall in Galesburg. Innkeepers has tickets for sale on Seminary Street. For full details, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
We're here. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news, local community involvement. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com. Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
5:33 to go in the game here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Grant Gibson will shoot free throw, a 1 in bonus, excuse me. Hopefully 2 free throws. Coming out of the full timeout by the Dunlap Eagles, the visiting team here in the opening game of this Martin Luther King Tournament. Gibson at the line. 8 for 10 in the game. First one up and off. Ooh, missed it to the left. To the rebound by Schellenberg for Dunlap. So Streaks cannot take their biggest lead of the night. Still leading by 4 with under 5.5 to go in the game. On the top of the circle, this is Schellenberg with it back, trying to dribble against Trevon Diggins. A lot of contact there, working his way in. Now just forced up a bad shot in the lane. Marcus Ross gets the rebound, and a foul called on Max Graham reaching in as Marcus collided with the pad on the concrete wall underneath the basket.
This game's gotten pretty physical here in the fourth quarter. Both teams, you can tell, really want it, battling for every loose ball, even harder than they did earlier. I liked our defense there. I thought Trevon did a nice job keeping his man in front of him, forced a bad shot, and then Marcus came over, crashed and
and denied them an offensive rebound, got the ball in. We'll shoot a free throw.
In fact, I've got Ross for three rebounds in this fourth quarter. But again, the Streaks missed the front end of the one and bonus. And
that
Max
hurts.
Graham steps into the lane, picks up the rebound. Ross has not shot well from the free throw line this season at 8 of 19. Now 8 of 20. And Nutt gets a steal here. Good defense between Ross and Diggins. And Ross comes up with the steal into the front court. Deflected away by Renner as Williams didn't see Renner sneaking in from the backside, trying to intercept it. Knocked it out of bounds. Gillsburg hangs on to it.
Silver Streaks have pressured the ball, even in the half court, a lot harder here in this second half and paying some dividends now. Dunlap having a lot of trouble getting into their offense.
Inbounds from Williams into the backcourt to Grant Gibson. Streaks again have matched their biggest lead but have not led by more than four, trying to pass it here, and another bad shot by Gibson missing to the right, and the rebound by Evan Webb for Dunlap. Grant just pulled up just inside the arc, and that one was never online. At the top of the circle, Renner trying to lose Williams on the outside. Gets it over to Graham on the left side, working against Diggins. Graham dribbles to the top of the arc, steps inside the free throw line, dishes it back out to Renner between the circles. Dribbling left down the lane, pulls up. Diggins cuts him off. Williams reaches in, gets a hand on the ball. Four players collide, going down for it.
Arrow going Gelsberg's way unless they call a foul.
That's what I'm waiting for, the signal from Joe Thompson. He has not signaled. Everybody walking the other way. Are they walking to shoot free? Oh, it is going to be a push foul called against Dunlap. And that's the fourth on Brett Renner.
Huh.
Well, I thought that was just a good hard scramble for the ball there on the floor. I didn't think it.
Yeah, initially I think he was fine. I wonder if maybe once there was a little bit of a pile up there, if he pushed off down on the floor. Because, yeah, I was like you initially. I thought, wow, that's great hustle the way he dove in there.
That puts Galesburg in the double bonus for the rest of the game now. And Thompson makes it, or Williams rather, makes the first free throw. Joe with 12 on the game now. And that is his varsity career high this season. And it gives Galesburg its biggest lead now at 49-44 with 4:20 to go. Second free throw off the back of the rim. Streaks have missed three of their last four free throws in this crucial fourth quarter.
Yeah, and two of those were the front ends of one and bonus. So if we don't win this one, we'll look back on that. Let's hope we don't have to.
4:10 to go in the game. Webb on the outside gets knocked off balance by Grant Gibson. Gets the pass over to Toriano Holly. Holly with a left-hand dribble now switches to the right. Back and forth he goes. Under 4 minutes to go in the game now. We're past the halfway point of the final quarter with Galesburg leading 49-44. Now Holly finally passes it away. Throws it off Webb. And Meeker comes up with the loose ball and is fouled from the backside by Andrew McMillan. So the Streaks getting lots of opportunities at the free throw line. The officiating crew giving them a chance to make up the free throw deficit from the Taylorville tournament and the Effingham shootout game.
We got a ways to go to make those up.
So Ethan Meeker to the free throw line, trying for his first point since the first quarter, and he makes it.
Don't think we'll get there as often as Williamsfield did last night, though. They shot 49 free throws.
Oh, my goodness.
Hit 31 in their overtime win over Illini Bluffs in the ICAC tournament, but 49 free throw attempts.
Needed every one of them, didn't they? Second
sure
free throw by Meeker with 6 points tonight and misses the back end of the second one. And then Ross gets the rebound. Putback won't go. Fight for the rebound. Williams comes up with it and out to Ethan Meeker, and the Streaks will get another crack at it. Good hustle by Marcus Ross underneath the basket to keep that one alive. He has 7 rebounds in this game, 4 in this quarter. Meeker on the left side, driving baseline, skips it right side on a bounce. Wide open, Williams for 3, but it goes in and out. Rebound by Trevon Diggins, another crack at it, and that shot won't go down, and now Dunlap finally comes up with it. Eagles down 6. They're hanging in there with under 3:20 to go in the game. McMillan into the front court working against Diggins. Lost a handle on the ball, so Renner has to come out and take it from him. Boy, Streaks got some good opportunities there to build the lead up to 8. It'd feel a lot more secure than 6 right now, wouldn't it?
Sure. Well, and part of me was thinking, pull it out and run a little clock, guys. But I guess we felt like we had some opportunities. Oh, the push by Grant he got away with.
And after he slapped the ball out of Webb's hands and now a strip at midcourt, the Streaks do get called for a foul, and they're going to bark their case. And Mike Reynolds is really upset about that call. But quite frankly, many of the calls have been going Galesburg's way here since late in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. So they do get one that goes Dunlap's way here with 2:50 to go in the game and a 1-1 coming for sophomore Evan Webb.
Yeah, Eagles coach Jeff Barker's been pretty quiet, but that time he got up and was imploring the foul call, and I think he was right. Grant got away with not only a push but a slap, and here's our old nemesis at the free throw line again as the The sophomore, Evan Webb, knocks down another one.
He's 8 of 10 from the free throw line in this game. He's in double figures with 10 points. Second free throw good as well, 9 of 11.
He's just got a beautiful textbook release of that ball, too.
The great gamble to start him after he wasn't even listed on the varsity roster is paying dividends for Jeff Barker. 4-point Galesburg lead, streaks with the ball, 2:40 to go in the game. Diggins baseline, out to Williams, left side over to Meeker. Now back to Diggins in the corner. Meeker with it in front of the Galesburg bench. Out high to Williams at half court, almost stepped on the half court line for an over and back. Now he dribbles, gets it over to Diggins. They clear out right side, takes it right at Sorensen. That's a blocking foul, and he's out of the game. And Trevon makes a basket for a chance at a 3-point play.
Got to agree with that call. I thought Sorensen came over late, and then he flopped a little bit. He's too big to have Trevon knock him over that easy, and Sorensen jawing a little as he comes out. He's not happy.
He fouls out of the game with 19 points, and the big presence for Dunlap is gone. Their biggest offensive threat, at least the way it's gone tonight, and one of their biggest defensive threats, and the Eagles have lost him. They will replace him with 6'2 senior Christian Reese. With 2:24 to go in the game, Galesburg up 6, 52-46, and Diggins at the free throw line, 50% on the season, with a chance to make it 7. With under 2.5 minutes to go. Free throw up and in. Diggins with 5 points in the quarter after going scoreless the first three.
Yeah, he hasn't looked comfortable from the field at all, but he seemed very comfortable on that free throw.
53-46, Galesburg by 7. Renner on the right side. Tough pass into two Dunlap defenders, and now a foul by Joe Williams guarding Max Graham too closely. That's 3 on Williams, and Graham will shoot a 1-1 here.
Well, Mike Reynolds loves the intensity of Joe Williams, but he did something there. Mike did what he's had to do a lot this year. After the foul, he looked and yelled, "Joe," and he pointed to his head. You got to think. I want you to be aggressive, but use your head out there, and that's not a case where you want to reach in.
He missed a free throw, and then Williams, good box out to get in front of Graham just in time to take away the rebound before Williams stepped up and picked it up, or before Graham stepped forward and rebounded his own miss.
Yeah, we'll run some clock.
Gibson on the outside. Dunlap's going to chase here a little bit. Try to get a 5-second call or a turnover. Gibson down low, wide open. Diggins puts it up and in.
You take
Dunlap
that.
Dunlap came over too late. Diggins got the pump fake. He put it up and in, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout. As Coach Mike Reynolds, I'm sure, wants to talk about playing smart for the final minute 47 here, leading by 9.
Yeah, that was one of those perfectly run offensive sets where you're trying to run clock, but if you find an opportunity for a basket, you go ahead and take it. Grant Gibson, as he's done several times tonight, coming up high, dropping the ball down low. All Trevon had to do was get himself squared off after being underneath the basket, get it up and in.
Almost got it there too late.
Yeah.
By the time he dumped it off to him, Diggins was wide open. Then he stepped to the right a little bit so he could bank it up. That brought Renner over for the defense, but Trevon with a nice head fake got Renner to bite on it, and then it was an easy shot.
Well, and if Sorensen's in there, that's probably not a basket.
Well, that's true.
Because Trevon's not going to get it over Sorensen.
1:47 to go in the game. Coming out of the Streaks' 30-second timeout, they have one remaining in this game. 55-46, Galesburg leads by 9. Biggest lead of the game for either team. Holly into the front court with a left-hand dribble at the volleyball line, trying to lose Diggins outside. Not going to do that, so he has to pass it back out to McMillan. And McMillan, a bad pass, stolen away by Joe Williams. Turnovers mounting here late in the game for Dunlap as they're watching their chance to win slip away. Gibson nearly lost it, gets it down to Ross, and fouled from the backside as Holly comes in and fouls him. Marcus will have to earn it at the free throw line. Again, good ball movement by the Streaks. Got them a good open opportunity.
I thought Marcus was getting ready to go back underneath the basket, but he took it straight up, got fouled. And this game is 1-1, I think, by the Silver Streaks' defensive pressure. They've really taken Dunlap out of everything they wanted to do, frustrated their guards, and then when Sorensen fouled out, it was pretty well over.
First free throw by Ross off the back rim.
Well, as soon as I say this, Dunlap will come back and knock down 3 threes, but they're just not a team that's going to be a real good comeback team because their offense is a little more methodical. They don't run a lot of fast break, and they don't shoot the three very often.
Ross makes the second free throw, giving Galesburg a double-digit lead for the first time now at 56-46, trying to snap a three-game losing streak against a 6-7 Dunlap team. On the left side, McMillan stepping into the lane, gets it back out to Holly. And Holly has to back up. Dunlap really trying to find somebody who will shoot the ball here on offense. It's Renner with a fadeaway, and he hit it from about 10 feet away on the right side, and Dunlap calls a timeout with just under a minute to play in the game, trailing by 8. 56-48. Full timeout by the Eagles. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Just under a minute to go in the game here at John Beale Gymnasium. Galesburg leading Dunlap 56-48, first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament, which will continue in a week and a half. Between now and then, Galesburg has a home game back in the Western Big Six with United Township in town Friday night, and then the Silver Streaks will play Alleman the following Friday, and then it's into Martin Luther King Tournament action.
I tell you
on
what,
the 19th and the 21st.
The table's set now. We'll hopefully hold on to this one. We should win, be on a three-game winning streak by the time we go into the rest of the tournament, because if we play the way we can, we should be able to beat both UT and Alleman, but you got to get out there and do it.
Nearly stolen away into the front court as Dunlap puts on the full court press. Grant Gibson ducks underneath a couple of defenders to get the pass away. Joe Williams has to come up for it, and then he gets mugged going for the ball, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Toriano Holly. Sends Williams to the free throw line, trying to add to his career high tonight.
And, of course, the UT and Alleman games are both here on our home court. In fact, everything's at home until we get to February, which is sweet.
And then we won't see home again until the regionals, which Galesburg will host, and they'll be happy to be on their home court for the first time. And I'd have to look it up, Jim. I can't remember the last time Galesburg played a postseason game here on their home court, for the boys anyway.
Let's see. The year Manuel beat us at the buzzer, we were home.
Okay.
And I think we had one more after that. I can't remember the scenario, but I think we did.
That would have been while I was on my hiatus,
yes,
right?
On your sabbatical.
Renner misses a three-pointer, and this game's pretty well over now as Joe Williams skies for the rebound. Galesburg by 10 with under 40 seconds to go in the game. Strix is going to try to run some clock here. Dunlap will chase, go for a steal, foul, and there's a quick foul on Trevon Diggins by Evan Webb, his fourth. They're going to put Trevon at the line. Again, we told you a little earlier, he's just 50% from the season. So Dunlap's done their scouting. They weren't going to foul Grant Gibson when he had the ball, but as soon as he gave it up to somebody else, they got Trevon. So Diggins will have to earn it at the free throw line. Didn't take a shot the entire first half. Took two shots, missed them both in the third quarter, and then he's got seven here in the fourth quarter as he misses the first.
When you're up 10 with 30 seconds to play, you could miss one and look back and laugh, as Trevon did. Missed that one, too.
Rebound by Webb. Since we were tied at 44, Galesburg has outscored Dunlap 14-4. Down to 20 seconds to go. Diggins nearly stole it away, and he did, and then out of balance, trying to just hang on to the ball and get his feet underneath him, flopped down to the floor, trying to hold on to the ball, and got called for travel. 18 seconds to go.
It is nice to watch a kid like Trevon, though, who just he just really enjoys playing. You can tell. He gives it everything he's got, and he's just he just enjoys the game.
Holly drives in on Diggins. Good defense. Missed the shot. Rebound Joe Williams. With under 8 seconds to go in the game. Lead court. Lead pass up court to Ethan Meeker. And the Streaks are just going to run out the clock. They'll win it. 58-48. And the Silver Streaks snap that three-game losing streak. Get to their 10th win at 10-8. Dunlap falls to 6-8. Post-game show coming up from John Field Gymnasium next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Hey guys, talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low of 31 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 47. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows dropping down around 28. Thursday, rain likely in the morning, then becoming occasional rain in the afternoon, high of 45. Thursday night, not as cool with showers, overnight low of 42. Friday, cloudy with our high jumping up into the 50s, high of 52 on Friday. Friday night, cloudy, lows dropping down to around 42. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 38 at WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg snaps a three-game losing streak, and with things going a little differently over those three games, they could be adding to the three-game winning streak here tonight, but they just couldn't get any of those. A 7-point loss to Rantoul, a 4-point loss to Taylorville down at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, and then the 2-point loss to Chicago Perspectives at the Effingham Shootout on Saturday. But good to come home and good to gut out a win here tonight. Dunlap led by 6 in the first half. Streaks rallied back to take a 2-point halftime lead. Their biggest lead was 4 until we got into the fourth quarter. And even when they got up 4 again, they missed some opportunities. It could have put them up 6 or 7 a few times. But good defense, really, by the Galesburg Silver Streaks in the second half, and especially in the fourth quarter, as they ended up building the lead and winning it here by 10 tonight. Much-needed win, I think, heading into conference play again on Friday.
Absolutely. You said it at the outset. This is one we really needed to get. And through three quarters, it was anybody's ball game after they made the three free throws there that tied it up. And didn't know what that fourth quarter was going to bring, but what it brought was a continued great defensive pressure from the Silver Streaks as they, again, got up on Dunlap early in that fourth quarter and then didn't let the Eagles get into their offense very often. That was one thing. Another thing, of course, when Sorensen fouled out, that was huge.
That was big.
The big guy. And after that, you could just see the air come out of Dunlap. They really didn't have anything, and they committed a number of fouls in that fourth quarter. And as so often happens, when you put the home team especially on the free throw line frequently in a fourth quarter, you're going to walk away without a win. That's what happened to the Dunlap Eagles tonight as the Silver Streaks stay above the 500 mark. That's important, too. 10-8, start off this 10-game homestand with a win, and hopefully we can win 7 or 8 games on this stand. That'd be great.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Jim, let's start off with the team numbers.
All right. Galesburg shot better as the night went along. Ended up 17 of 38 for 45% after a tough second quarter that saw them go just 3 of 11. As for Dunlap, they were 37%. Their shooting kind of deteriorated as this game went along. They had field goals, as you noted, Brad, that went steadily down. 8 in the first quarter, 4 in the second, 3 in the third, and 2 in the fourth. Dunlap shoots 17 of 45 for 37%. Rebounding battle pretty much a dead heat. Dunlap with a bit of an advantage at 30 on the glass and 28 for the Silver Streaks. And the turnovers, that was a problem for the Eagles. They had six of them in that fourth quarter. I showed them 15 for the game.
Yep.
And Gelsberg, I think just a pair of turnovers in quarter number four. So
I had them for three.
Okay, so that puts us in double figures at 10 for the game. Again, it's one of those cases where a five-turnover differential is magnified in a game that's only a 10-point game, and the Silver Streaks able to cash in on some of those opportunities there. Not so much, we really never got out for a wide-open layup in transition, but a number of times right after Dunlap would turn it over, they'd commit a foul, and then we would, well, make a few free throws. Our free throw shooting was far from spectacular tonight, especially down the stretch, but it was good enough to get the win.
Absolutely. And three-point shooting, Dunlap 2 of 7 for the game. Silver Streaks were 7 of 15. The free throw shooting, Jim mentioned, 17 of 27 for the Silver Streaks. Eagles were 12 of 16. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, and the head coach joins us now. Mike Reynolds is with Jim Lee.
Well, Mike, defense got it done tonight. We thought you really turned it up there, especially in the fourth quarter. Forced Dunlap to get out of what they were wanting to do, and that seemed to make all the difference.
Certainly. You know, we wanted to pressure them and get the ball moving up and down the floor. And those are the defensive Silver Streaks we've been waiting to see for about, you know, 3.5 games. And I lit into them pretty good at half. You know, I said, if you want to lose number four here in a row, continue to play like you did in the first half defensively, because they'll be around, you know, and they'll put enough baskets in to make it tight. I think they have 7 points in the fourth quarter, so they had 11 there in the 11 or 12 there in the third, but 7 in the fourth, and that won us the game.
Well, and we noticed that the field goals, they had eight of those in the first quarter. After that, 4, 3, and 2, and Sorensen, and they were having their way with us inside, getting a lot of close shots to the basket, but how did you change that around?
Well, I think defensively, you know, we tried to bump the curl a little better. We still didn't get it perfect, but I thought we ran some different guys at him. I think we got a bigger guy on him in Marcus, and Ryan even ran at him a few times, and I think he got tired a little bit, you know, which young guys do a little. He fouled a little bit, and that helped us. You know, we got him in and out of the game some and got him out of rhythm, you know, they got big guys in there. You got to drive that ball to the rim. You know, on Saturday, we settled for jump shots a lot. You know, you got to drive that thing at those guys. You know, you got to make those big guys take charge. You saw the last foul. I thought it was a good call. You know, he backed away. What do all coaches say? Step up and take the contact. He backed away a little bit, fumbled around, and ended up with his fifth foul. And that was big for us.
Offensively, you had another one of those struggles in the second quarter. Only had one field goal until you had a nice flurry there just before the half. So that was big.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Meek didn't shoot the ball real well, but I thought he got good shots. I thought he got in-rhythm shots, which is going to help us because, you know, I got to keep him from making shots. So he's going to be fine. I thought Joe stepped up and hit shots and played well, and certainly Grant did well, but I thought what Grant did better than anything, when they ran two guys, I mean, passed the ball and Vonnie laid it in. Marcus, you know, got fouled on one on a nice pass, and you just got to share the ball especially when they got two guys on it. That's where he's matured as a player, you know, in a half a season. Early in the year, he maybe didn't trust his teammates enough, and now instead of scoring 45, you know, we're scoring 25 and winning. So, he had 39 in the championship the other night, but, that was a little different deal because they weren't running 2-3 guys at him. But here they tried that theory, and I think, you know, I know UT was scouting and a few other teams, so hopefully that proved that our other guys can make shots, not that they're not going to still try that theory, but I think our other guys stepped up big, and I'm proud of them.
Mike, do you have a pretty good idea going into a ball game what the rotation of your players is going to be? There are some nights where Denzel or Tyson, whoever's coming off the bench, Joe, don't see the court. Other games, they play a lot. How do you decide, or do you just go with the flow of the game?
A little bit of both. I think this was a game that we knew Tyson could excel in athletically, and I thought he came in and did well. You know, Denzel gave us some good minutes in the first half. Then they kept playing a lot of zone, so we kind of wanted to keep a little more shooting and a little more penetrating on the floor, and we were able to, you know, do that with Joe and Ethan. And then we went small a little bit with Tyson and Marcus inside. I thought that worked well. An okay game for Ryan. I thought he guarded 21 well. You know, I thought he guarded a perimeter-type post player as good as he has all year. And then, we went back to being with Grant at the four at the end of the game to get another ball handler on, and that kind of eliminated Ryan from the mix. But, you know, overall, you know, like Jesus keeps saying, we got to win these games as a team. You know, if tonight's your night to play 15 minutes, and you play 15. If tomorrow's your night to play two, then you play two. And I thought Tyson stepped up big and played well, had a couple putbacks. You know, he missed a free throw or two, but heck, you know, I mean, he had a lot of energy, and I think that gave us a little lift.
Well, buddy, Mark Polite here scouting for UT. They'll be in here Friday night. I don't suppose his presence was lost on you.
No. They were all the way down in Effingham, you know, and we've got their last two games too, and it is what it is. He's going to know what we do, and if you want to win on Friday night, you got to play the fourth quarter like we play defense in the fourth quarter the entire game, and you got to sit and play, and you got to guard, and you got to guard, and you got to guard, and you got to guard till your head hurts. And, you know, when you do that, you got a chance to win games in our league. If you don't, you know, it's going to be real tough. And you know, like I told our guys, you know, people say UT hasn't won that many games. They're one game behind us in the conference race. You know, they beat Allman. We could definitely just as easy be 1-2, you know. We horsed one out and stole one from Rock Island here, which was nice. And we got to kind of finish this first half up. We got some home games here. We want to finish the first half in the conference up, see if we can get a couple wins here in the league.
And finally, a key game. You stay above the 500 mark now, 10-8. First game of a 10-game homestand. This wasn't a critical game, but it sure was big and nice to win.
Well, I mean, you hate to say must win, but, I mean, we needed a win. You know, we can do all the improving and all the talking about taking steps forward. Until you gut wins out in the fourth quarter, you know, what did we outscore them? 17-7 in the fourth. I mean, we gutted a win out. And, you know, that's something we haven't done in three games. You know, we've either been winning or tied going in the fourth quarter in the last three games, and we've lost. And tonight we made winning plays down the stretch, found a way to win. We didn't make enough free throws, but, you know, we're not expecting to be perfect, but we're expecting to be pretty darn perfect on that defensive end, and I think we're as close to that as you can be.
All right, good practice, couple of days. See you Friday night.
All right, thanks.
Our thanks, as always, to Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks for joining us here in the postgame show. Galesburg wins it over Dunlap 58-48. We'll take a break here on the postgame show. Come back, take a look at the individual scoring in this one here tonight as the Streaks improved to 10-8 on the year. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
I found out that Galesburg Transit has a new student pass for Knox and Sandburg students. I can get a spring semester pass for $55 that's good through May 5th. That gives me unlimited rides and worry-free travels to campus, the mall, grocery store, or the movie theater. Basically, it gets me anywhere I need to go. Find them on Facebook. Just search Galesburg Transit.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Tonight at John Field Gymnasium, 58-48. Let's take a look at the individual scoring. Alex Sorensen led Dunlap as one of two players in double figures. He fouled out with 19. Evan Webb, the other biggest player on the roster for Dunlap, other than Sorensen, also finished in double figures with 11. Brett Renner had 7 here tonight. Toriano Holly and Max Graham each finished with 4. Andrew McMillan had 2. Andrew Schellenberg had 1. Tom Peterson and Christian Reese did not score for the Eagles. For the Silver Streaks, they also had 2 players in double figures. Grant Gibson just exceeded his season scoring average with 25 here tonight. Joe Williams had his best game offensively as a Silver Streak in the varsity uniform with 14. Trevon Diggins had 7, all in the fourth quarter. Ethan Meeker had 6. Marcus Ross and Tyson Parks each finished with 3. In fact, Ross had a career-high 7 rebounds here tonight. Logan Davis, Carson Cheeseman, Denzel Jones, Ryan Carl all played but did not score for the Silver Streaks, who improved to 10-8, beating Dunlap 58-48. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game comes up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Peace of mind. One of the best reasons to buy a new car from Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth. I'm Jim Boner. We offer you a lifetime powertrain warranty and no extra charge on every new car, excluding diesels. That means repair bills are one less thing on your mind. But during the New Year's celebration, we're taking it one step further. We're adding paint sealant and 4 free oil changes. all at no extra charge. That's peace of mind. Come home to Cavanaugh's Motors in Monmouth, where nobody beats our deal. Nobody.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
58-48, Galesburg beats Dunlap here tonight. Streaks now 10-8, heading into the first conference game of 2003 when United Township comes to town on Friday. Dunlap drops to 6-8 on the season. Our final order of business at Dave's Auto Body, crunch time player of the game, as Jim and I have hashed this over break. Have we come to a consensus, Jim? I know you're thumbing back through a little bit of crunch time player of the game history this season.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe we have. It's one of those where I think it's player one and player 1A tonight, and not to take anything away again from Grant Gibson, who had a game-high 25. He was on his game most of the night. Had a couple of shots that normally Grant fares a little better on, but by and large, he was the engine that made us go. But as far as crunch time tonight, Joe Williams came off the bench. He knocked down, what do you have,
three in a row at one point there, yeah.
And hit a couple of free throws, I know.
Five free throws in the stretch down the fourth quarter, yep.
So Joe was a great spark off the bench. So he would be a great candidate, probably 1A. But we're going to go with the guy tonight we haven't gone with for a while, because this game was won on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. A great team effort. And then one of the guys that came in that was a big part of that was Marcus Ross. Marcus came in, got a couple of blocks. He picked up the one foul, which is so frustrating at the end of the third quarter out there. But again, I don't think he committed a foul. I think it was mostly ball, but it was still the fact that he was maybe a little too close in that situation. But other than that, he did some really nice things for us in the post on both ends of the court, but especially on the defensive side. His size, he utilized that and gave us a presence inside and did a nice job.
So Marcus Ross, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and those seven, that career-high seven rebounds, with four of them coming in the fourth quarter, sure didn't hurt either. So Galesburg snaps a three-game losing streak. They're 10-8 now as they head, again, into that Friday night contest with United Township coming to town, as Jim mentioned. First game of a 10-game homestand with United Township, Alleman coming into town, then Moline and Quincy. So four straight Friday nights in the conference here at home. And then the four games coming up over Martin Luther King weekend in there as well, with a couple of them next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, and then the two games on Martin Luther King Monday on the 21st. Good way to start it. Good to be back home, too, Jim.
It is, and I'm already salivating for Pizza House when you start mentioning that King tournament, because Dwayne will be out here, I'm sure, with the gang ready to take care of us for the Martin Luther King tournament.
Our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios as Galesburg prevails here by 10 tonight to go to their 10th win of the season. Galesburg sophomores lost 47-45. For Nick downtown, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz here at John Thiel Gymnasium. Until Friday night when United Township comes to town, good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.